I'm Pete Sweeney with Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel, and this is Focus Point. The Chicago Bears are coming into Arrowhead Stadium. It's a battle of 2-1-3 teams, but with different feels. The Chiefs have lost 3 games in a row. The Bears are coming off their first win. And when you look at the Bears, you have to focus on Jay Cutler. Cutler actually missed game 2 games ago against the Seattle Seahawks. That was a shutout loss, but he was back last week and he looked good.
Yeah, he came back quicker than I think a lot of people thought he was going to, and endeared himself to some teammates after that win they pulled off last week against the Raiders. They were down by a point with under 2 minutes to go. He orchestrated that offense to move down the field, set them up for that game-winning touchdown. He finished that game against the Raiders, 281 yards, a couple of touchdowns. One thing we do know about Jay Cutler, other than the fact that he got to play that game at home and he's got to come to Arrowhead where he's 1-1 in his career, but Jay Cutler likes to take chances. That's been his MO throughout his entire career. 2 of his 3 interceptions this year are on the plus side of the field. Hopefully this weekend the Chiefs can take advantage of that.
A benefit for Cutler is that Alshon Jeffrey, who's been out since week 1, could be back this week, and it looks like that way.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to be back, coming back from that hamstring issue, and he's one of the most dynamic receivers in the NFL. The Chiefs have actually got a lot of experience going up against pretty good receivers so far this season. DeAndre Hopkins in week 1, Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas there in week 2. They had Randall Cobb, A.J. Green. I mean, it's a who's who of elite receivers the Chiefs have faced. Jeffrey's the next one. He's 6'3", 216 pounds. In the last couple of seasons, 2,500 yards, 17 touchdowns. He played that week 1 game against Green Bay, had 5 catches for 78 yards. Definitely somebody that Bob Sutton and this defense has to account for.
And when it comes to non-receivers, you also have to deal with tight end Martellus Bennett. He actually leads the Bears in touchdowns. What makes him such a big threat?
I think it's the fact that he's big. He's 6'6", 275 pounds, and that's the kind of weapon you want across the middle. He leads the team with 31 targets, had 13 targets alone last week against the Oakland Raiders. But you look at Bennett, you look at this offense. One thing about Alshon Jeffrey missing all this time is that Jay Cutler last week got some time to develop some continuity with some other guys, and Bennett's one of them. Eddie Royal, the slot receiver that came over that Chiefs fans should be familiar with. He spent 7 years in the AFC West with the Denver Broncos and then moving on to the San Diego Chargers. He had 10 targets last week, so there's a lot of weapons on this Bears offense. Now that Jay Cutler's back, seems to be healthy, there's a lot on the plate for Bob Sutton's defense to account for.
So we know about the Bears passing game, but you really just can't forget about the running game either, because I got a 2-time Pro Bowler, Matt Forte, back there.
Yeah, he's been doing it a long time. He's second right now in the NFL with 367 yards on the ground. So in 3 of those 4 games, he has 20 carries. You know he's going to get his hands on the ball. We've also got to pay attention to him coming out of the backfield. Had 64 receiving yards last week against the Raiders. But the storyline of this offense and this game to me is how they're going to overcome the injury to their starting center, Will Montgomery, who broke his fibula actually in the 3rd play of the game last week against the Raiders. Now, Matt Slauson, the left guard, stepped in and played center. That probably will most likely be the plan they have in this game, but it's definitely something to think about as you look at guys like Dontari Poe, Jay Howard, Mike DeVito, those guys there in the middle of the defense trying to create some havoc.
All right, so we know about the Bears offense. What does Alex Smith and this Chiefs offense have to deal with the Bears from a defensive standpoint?
I think the first guy you got to look at is Pernell McPhee. He signed a big multi-year deal this offseason after spending the first 4 years of his career with the Baltimore Ravens. He's one of those tweener outside linebacker defensive end types. He's 6'3", 275 pounds, and whether he's got in a two-point stand or whether he's got his hand in the dirt, he's somebody that you've got to account for. Again, the Chiefs have faced some pretty good defensive fronts, so they should have some pretty good experience there. But if you're the Chicago Bears defense and you're looking for a big play, McPhee's going to be the first guy that they're going to turn to.
Right, and as you go back into the Bears secondary, a guy that doesn't really miss a lot of time usually, but it's going to be out for the Bears, is safety Antrell Roll.
Yeah, he's a big part of what they do defensively, like you mentioned. He's been doing this a long time. I think he's missed just one game since 2005. Rolled his ankle. We don't know what his status is going to be yet for this game, but when he went out, it was Harold Jones-Cordy, a rookie that went in and started next to Adrian Amos, another rookie in the defensive backfield. So, like you mentioned, Roll's got 26 interceptions throughout his career. He's third on their team in tackles. If he can't play and they go with Cordy again, that's a couple of rookies playing safety against this Chiefs offense at home. It might be something the Chiefs try and take advantage of.
All right, well, that's a lot of good stuff from BJ Kissel heading into Chiefs versus Bears, a battle of 1-3 teams this Sunday. For BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney, and now you know what to focus on.